After a school shooting, the parents of the victims have a decision to make. What to do with the child's bedroom? Do you pack up the belongings and repurpose, or do you preserve it as is? For the past 6 years, I have traveled this country and stood in many of these spaces, rooms frozen in time. This one, a little girl, part ninja warrior, part tooth fairy fangirl. This one with a library book, now 12 years overdue. A backpack filled with soccer jerseys. An unmade bed. An overflowing laundry hamper. Homework, still there on the floor. And a tube of toothpaste, never closed, because someone's child left in a hurry and assumed she'd be back.